Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It's time for Bouncing the People. Come on, wait. Come on now. Bouncing the People. Bouncing the People. Bouncing the People. It's Bouncing the People.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Powell to the People, live on the radio. Wayne Powell here at the beach, and we have our program director and sound engineer, South Bay J, in the studio. Or maybe I should say, it's time for Dodger Baseball. Honoring, of course, the late, great Vin Scully. Well, it's interesting because there's a Lakers game on TV tonight at 7, and I bet very many people are going to be watching it. You know, I think the World Series is going to be a little bit more important. The Lakers are actually 3-0, and they're playing the Phoenix Suns, which are 2-1. But who cares? You know, there's plenty of basketball season to come. So, you know, go Dodgers. Now, I have to apologize to listeners that may be listening back east, namely, you know, Bronx, New York, or anywhere back east, although I do have a number of friends here, you know, well, here in Manhattan Beach, that for whatever reason are misguided, and, you know, they're Yankees fans. I think they're New York transplants, actually. That could be, you know, the rationale. The other Manhattan, if you will. So, but, you know, it's interesting seeing on social media a lot of my friends who are actually L.A. Dodger fans, and many of them are, you know, longtime Dodger fans. They didn't suddenly become Dodger fans because, you know, now the Dodgers are in the World Series. I remember when the Lakers, Los Angeles Lakers basketball team, went to the championship games, and they were calling newly adopted Lakers, they were called Fakers. I don't know what the word would be for the Dodgers, but you know what? If they're latecomers, still that's good. You know, they're rooting for the Dodgers. But I have a number of Facebook friends that are, like, going back and forth or somewhat in contentious discussions. Some of them are hoping for a Dodger sweep, you know, tonight and then tomorrow night in New York, and then, you know, just to get it over with quickly. But then there's others that want to see the Dodgers stretch it out, so that I guess it would be game 6 when they come back to L.A., you know, so the Dodgers can win at home. And then there's some that, you know, want it to go 7 games, which is kind of scary because you don't want to put yourself into that situation, and then it's sudden death. But, you know, they just want to see more action or, you know, more games. And then, I don't know, but I think the players make more money the more number of games it goes to. I'm not sure if it's that, or, you know, obviously they probably get bonuses or something if their team wins the World Series. And they probably already got something for making it to the World Series. But, you know, the other game, game 2, which the Dodgers won, was kind of a nail-biter. So fortunately, Shohei Ohtani is good to go, and he'll be playing tonight. Hopefully he's at 100%. It was really scary when he had the shoulder injury, trying to steal second base. The Dodgers at that point pretty much were going to win, but you never know. Things can happen in the ninth inning, or sometimes things get tied and then it goes to extra innings. He seems to be healthier. That's what they're saying. Now, there was a rumor that he might even pitch in the World Series, but rumors were quelled, and that apparently he's not ready for that. We'll see him next season. And hopefully, if he is playing, then it's not going to affect his batting ability. But there's a number, of other hitters. I think if Walker Buehler is on the mound for tonight's game three. I don't know all that much about. I loved when I played baseball in Little League. I don't necessarily like to watch it, although when it gets to the World Series, it gets interesting, of course. But there's apparently a lot of strategy, in which pitchers you're going to play or when it's time to, make a substitution, a pitching change. But it seems to me that every time, the bases are loaded, and let's say part of the reason was because the pitcher couldn't find the strike zone and he was walking people. It never fails that when they make a substitution, a new pitcher comes in, and I think it takes a while to get into the game, especially, if it's like a World Series game. And oftentimes, bad things happen. Either someone gets a hit or there's another walk, which scores a run. God forbid, if it's the opposing team and, it's a grand slam home run, which, we got, the Dodgers got, and that was exciting. What's always interesting is when, this is not when your team is at bat, but, the outfielder jumps up and robs someone of a home run. Or in the last game, fan interference, where I guess somebody reaches out and, with their glove, gets the ball or, hits the ball hits their glove. Then I guess it's kind of like a ground rule double when what otherwise would have been a home run. Although you never know, it could have been without the fan interference. Maybe the ball could have been caught, and it was an out. But, one thing is for me that's frustrating as a fan is, when my team is at bat, and, of course, that's the Dodgers now, and somebody hits the ball, and it's just enough but not enough to make it over into a home run, and the ball gets caught. Or, again, somebody jumps up, an outfielder, and snatches the ball. Or the one thing I hate is when a player hits it foul and the foul ball is caught. I've been watching TV and Fox has that box where it's the strike zone. And I don't know if that's inaccurate or the home plate umpire wasn't on the ball, but I've seen things that appeared to be right in the strike zone that were called a ball or vice versa. It was right in that square and it was between the shoulder and the knees and it was called a ball, or conversely, it was just slightly out and it was called a strike. I don't think they have instant replay for that. When a batter does a check swing and holds up at the last second, and then, let's say he didn't like the call, then he'll point to the ump, and then, depending if it's a right-handed or left-handed hitter, they'll go to the first base umpire or the third base umpire to see if he completed the swing or at least went past the halfway point of no return. But they they always show it on instant replay. And but I guess it's like football and other sports where there has to be indisputable visual evidence, on the video. And if that isn't the case, then what was called on the field stands. I remember before they had instant replay, and sometimes there were bad calls that, could have been a decisive call, especially if it was in a playoff series game. And that applies for football and in baseball. And then I don't know that much about hockey or even actually basketball, how it works there. But anyways, let's hope that something doesn't come down to, like, a questionable call. I remember there was one World Series some years back where it was actually Game 7, and they were in extra innings, and the World Series was determined based on a questionable call. And apparently they didn't have instant replay that was used in the game, but of course the network that was broadcasting did, and it was obvious, at least from the angle of the camera, that it was a bad call. But apparently you can't appeal that, so let's just hope that isn't the case. But so far the World Series has been pretty exciting. It seems like sometimes it's very exciting and other times it's boring, but there's never necessarily any in between, or some games are different from others. But tonight, obviously the Dodgers are playing in the Evil Empire. Now, one time I told a friend, I think I was referring to football, but I said home field advantage, and they disputed me, and they said, no, that's a myth, because the players are all professionals and they can tune out, the booing or the, the loud noise from, the fans. And so it really shouldn't have, too much of an impact. Who knows whether or not that's true. But obviously I know in football, when the players can't hear an audible or, the play call because the fans are really loud, or I know when there's like a field goal kicker, and I remember the Pittsburgh Steelers where they had the nasty towels and they were sitting in the end zone, and that could be a little bit distracting. Speaking about field goals, or actually extra points, I saw on TV last night a missed extra point, and it's like, that's supposed to be a chip shot. It's supposed to be automatic. So fortunately, that extra point didn't affect the outcome of the game. But I can only imagine if you miss an extra point or a chip shot field goal and lost the game, because that would have been the determining factor. And then especially if you were playing on the road, I can only imagine the plane trip back with the other players, or if you lost the Super Bowl, as a result, or a national championship if it's college ball. Anyways, one thing that I found interesting, right now they're still disputing ownership of the Shohei Ohtani 50-50 baseball, but it was sold at auction for approximately $4.4 million, and the winning bid was by a corporation in Taiwan. Whatever happened to America's pastime? But anyways, it's going to play out in court as to who actually has the right to that money. Or I don't think they get $4.4 million. There's probably the auctioneer brokerage fee, and then of course you got to pay taxes on that. So I don't know what the net amount that would be received by it. I saw where this, I think it was a 10-year-old kid, got the Grand Slam home run baseball, World Series baseball, and his dad was actually videoing it, and then there were some still photos, and I'm not sure what that ball is going to go for, but it's probably going to be six figures, I'm sure. So, anyways, I just want to talk about a few scores, and then we'll shift gears from sports, but the LA Rams beat the Minnesota Vikings on Thursday, 30-20. However, the Rams are below 500. You know, they're 3-4, which is not good. But my understanding is it's because there's a number of injuries and that maybe whoever's injured will be back shortly and maybe they can salvage the season and, you know, become at least a wild card team. I don't think at this rate, you know, they could be considered a championship team or a contender, I should say. Anyways, the L.A. Chargers lost to the New Orleans Saints 26-8, but they're 4-3. I remember when the Saints had a losing season and their fans referred to them as the Aints, A-I-N-T-S. So they were actually doing fairly good this year, but I should say it, actually the Chargers were really doing pretty good, but they've, you know, dropped this game, but hopefully it'll be different the rest. Oh, they did. Well, that's interesting. You know, this is the second time I've had a bad score. Well, then good. You know, that's actually what I thought. But I went to Google, and here, let me go here. Google is showing that they lost. So sorry about that, Chargers fans. Then I don't know if I can trust the 4-3 that they're seeing. But anyways, I'm going to have to use a different source. Oh, okay, good. Well, partially correct. Anyways, I didn't get to watch much football. There was just so many other things going on this weekend. Now, one other score that I'll put out there, and I hope this one's not wrong. You know, I don't really follow the Kansas City Chiefs, but of course, with Taylor Swift, you know, you got to follow them. But they beat the Las Vegas Raiders 27-20. I got to believe that would be correct because Kansas City is 7-0 and Vegas is, I think, 2-6. So now I didn't get to watch that game, I understand Taylor Swift made an appearance. Darn. You know, I didn't get to watch any of the news replays, you know, like sports accounts. But anyways, I don't normally follow the Chiefs, but and I actually used to like the Raiders. Well, it was interesting. When Al Davis was alive, they were the team to hate. And I remember when they were the L.A. Raiders. And then, you know, they'd move back and forth from L.A. to Oakland and then ultimately to Vegas. And and I guess the son, who now is the owner of the teams, is somewhat contentious. But now, shifting gears and going to college sports, UCLA had a bye week, which may be a good thing because they're 2-5. UCLA beat Rutgers. Who's the heck's Rutgers? You know, that was like, I didn't see that game, but I'm sure they have the second and third string, you know, team players playing in that game. It was 42-20, but SC is just at 500, being, you know, 4-4. So, you know, a lot of people are still calling for Lincoln Riley's ouster, but with a $110 million 10-year contract, and he was provided with a $6 million Manhattan Beach home, reportedly, and reportedly has unlimited access to a private jet. you know, a separation agreement or a buyout agreement would be quite a hefty endeavor. So, but I said in my last show that, you know, when people, when the Pac-12 teams migrated to the Big Ten or Big 12, whatever, that they weren't really suitable for that league. And, you know, a lot of times in the polls, they would always say that, you know, the NC2A polls tend to favor East Coast teams over West Coast teams. And then others would say, no, the West Coast teams aren't as good as East Coast teams. Who knows? But now there's a playoff system, and, you know, at least a playoff system will determine, you know, the rankings. I don't know how they do the preseason rankings. Maybe they look at depth charts. But oftentimes a team at the beginning of the season is a heck of a lot different to the season. Or other times you can't go by wins and losses. You have to look at the strength of their schedule. But I believe in the polls they take that into consideration. Anyways, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
It's Powell to the People. Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. Okay, well, so enough of sports. You know, I didn't get to watch much football, and that's my all-time favorite sport. But these last few weeks, there's been so many other things going on. And you know, one of the things yesterday that was really cool, it was the first time I'd ever seen it, but they have this annual golf cart parade in Manhattan Beach, and it apparently keeps growing every year. They decorate these golf carts. I don't know if they're actually golf carts, or some people call them yup carts, but you know what I mean, those electric carts. And they have a procession, and so we were there. I whipped out my phone, actually did a video of it, and then I was being pelted. They were throwing candy out of them, you know, at the crowd. And I was getting pelted. You could actually see it in the video. I'm not complaining because, you know, after the parade went by, then I grabbed a lot of chocolate, which I love. And there were other candies as well. And then I wound up giving a few to the kids. There were, you know, the kids that were there. But it was interesting. And apparently they judge and they, you know, give prizes to, I guess, the best decorated, I'm assuming. So, speaking about prizes, so, you know, I was at the annual older adults, the City of Manhattan Beach older adults Halloween party, and I got dressed in a costume, and it was just stuff I had around the house. And that I just, you know, kind of put together. I had this outrageous, super large hat that I got at the hometown fair, and I think that was what helped me, but I won the most scariest costume, and I was kind of surprised because, you know, they had, like, the most creative, the most scariest, and then there was some third category, and I can't remember what it was. The one that won the most creative was this, I assume, a husband and wife, and they had, like, a shower curtain, and they had, like, a shower and with glittery stuff that made it look like water was coming out, and they were in the shower together, and I thought that was really creative. But there's so many different Halloween parties going on. I've got one on Wednesday, another one I was invited to on Thursday. You know, I guess probably, oh, and then of course this weekend, I guess it's probably too late for this following weekend, even though Thursday's closer to this coming weekend than it was this past weekend, but maybe some people will still have parties. But I guess I'm probably just going to put together the same outfit. And then the people that were judging, it was like four or five firefighters. Afterwards, they said, we were trying to figure out what you were. It was like, well, I wasn't anything. Oh, I know what the third category was. The third category was a costume from a movie. And I'm not sure who won that. I've got the photo. Somebody emailed me of the, you know, three winners, us three, and I should go back and look at it. There's probably some movie I've never seen, although I would think they'd probably do, you know, a classical movie like Gone with the Wind or whatever. So, now one thing I do want to mention, being Halloween Thursday, is, you know, if you happen to be driving, whether it's, you know, especially to or from a Halloween party, well, first of all, don't drink and drive, but more importantly, be on the lookout for kids. And I should also say, I don't really want to, but I should also say, be on the lookout for e-bikes. But you should be doing that every day, you know, night or day, because people are just blowing through stop signs and red lights, you know, riding on the wrong side of the road, you know, having two people. I actually saw three people on an e-bike a couple of weeks ago. None of them were wearing helmets. They were adults, actually. You know, they say that it's usually the kids, but it's not always the kids. It's, you know, a lot of times the adults. Just like they say, well, but, you know, the kids don't know the rules of the road. You can't blame them. Well, I think they all know what you're supposed to do at a red light and a stop sign. But, you know, if you don't know the rules of the road, maybe you shouldn't be on the road. Oh, the other thing is, you know, riding your bike, e-bike, on the sidewalk or on the strand or on going the wrong way, you know, stupid things like that. But I've said this before, and I'll say it again. You know, just like people that want to ride a motorcycle on a public roadway and they have to get a license and the vehicle, the motorcycle has to be registered. It should be the same thing for an e-bike because, It's just really an electric motorcycle, and most of them are capable at rather fast speeds. And and then that way you can get a citation. You can have the right, because driving on the roadway is legally a privilege, and you can have the privilege revoked, for bad behavior on the roadway. So they should really do the same thing. And most importantly, you would have to take a test to, certify that you're aware of the rules of the road. But more importantly, you would become aware of the rules of the road that way. So I don't know why it's not done, but it should be. So anyways, along the lines of Halloween, I mentioned this on last week's show, but it bears repeating. There's going to be, or every evening there is, a Halloween light show in Manhattan Beach. One resident who lives at the intersection of Palm Avenue and 19th Street has what's called the Nightmare Before Christmas on Palm Avenue. And it's like a laser light show. Well, it's a combination of lasers and, lights. And it runs Monday through Thursday evenings at 6:30 p.m., and then the second show is at 7:30 p.m., and then Friday through Sunday, there's three shows, 6:30 p.m., 7 p.m., and 7:30 p.m. Darn, we were going to do it this weekend, and I thought I had it on my calendar, and I totally forgot. So, but I guess you better do it soon. I don't know how long it goes. I don't know if it's going to go past Halloween. Since it says Nightmare Before Christmas, maybe it will. But I'm not going to chance going there this weekend and not being able to see it. I've seen photos of it, and it looks really good. So, I haven't actually seen anybody posting about it on social media, although that's how I initially found out about it. I would recommend seeing it, even though I haven't seen it in person. I've seen the photos of it. There's another one that they do at Christmas, but it's a Christmas show, and it's in El Segundo, and it's like a whole block party. And then there's, of course, the one in Torrance. Those will be coming up. I think those start right after Thanksgiving. But anyways, just some fun things to do, and as I always say, the best things in life are free. And on that note, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
Shh, over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net Radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
When you need quality Auto Parts Warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the part specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold off. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
It's Power to the People. Welcome back. You're listening to Power to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. Well, you know, a week from tomorrow is a big election. And when I say a big election, yes, there's, of course, the presidential election. There's also some Senate and congressional races, you know, depending on where you know, you're voting, where you live. And then, of course, there's ballot propositions. And locally, you know, city council races are very important because, as the old saying goes, all politics is local. So, now, I don't get into politics on my show, but the only reason I bring it up is because you definitely need to vote if you haven't already done so. And now they have the early voting at the polls, which started at least in the South Bay, or maybe I should say in L.A. County, it started on Saturday. Even before that, you could vote by mail. So you can vote out of the comfort of your own home. So there's really no excuse for not voting. And you know, as I once said on a past show, a number of our brave men and women made the ultimate sacrifice in protecting our freedoms and also protecting our right to vote. You know, in other countries, they don't get that right. To me, it's not just a right, it's a responsibility. And I was actually at a party over the weekend, and somebody was saying that, I think it's in Switzerland or Sweden. If you don't vote, there's actually a fine. It's required that you vote, and if you don't vote, you get fined for that. And I said, you know, I don't know why our country doesn't adopt that, but I'd rather see the carrot than the stick, you know, seeing an incentive to vote rather than the disincentive for not voting. But it's not that difficult. There's some other things I don't like. You know, people will go to the polls and they'll vote for somebody because they like their name or they don't like their name, or in some cases for the down ballot issues, you know, like the propositions, or, you know, in the local races. Sometimes they'll just go eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and then wherever their finger lands on, that's who they vote for. That's not right. Just like when it comes down to the judges, I really don't know anything about them. That's the one time when if I don't know anything and haven't been able to, you know, do my due diligence and research, then of course I won't vote because, you know, it's not fair. Some people will vote for all of the incumbents, or they'll say throw all the bums out and they'll vote for the opponents of the incumbents. And, you know, none of that is right either. But one pet peeve of mine is, and I'll be glad when November 5th is over, but now on TV, having to suffer through all of the commercials, and, you know, not only for the ballot propositions, and they are making misleading statements, but also for the candidates, and especially the negative mudslinging commercials where they, you know, such and such opponent is, you know, an axe murderer and a rapist and belongs in jail, not on the ballot, and, you know, all kinds of things. You know, for me, talk about your record, or most importantly, what would you do if you had the privilege of getting elected? What are your initiatives? Don't be saying, you know, trash talk about your opponent. And usually that's enough for me to say, well, I'm definitely not voting for that person. And my understanding is they resort to that kind of mudslinging when they're behind in the polls. And, you know, their positive campaigning hasn't been very successful, so then they resort to gutter politics. So, but I'm also amazed at the propositions, because having read the sample ballot, you know, the details of what the actual text of the ballot initiative is, not necessarily just the title. So I know what it is, and I know also that the devil is often in the details. But then I see a commercial, and it's like, wait a minute, that's not what it's about. And people see it on TV, and they assume that you couldn't say it if it wasn't true, when in fact that isn't the case. Sometimes someone will sue, and a judge will, sometimes they'll take it off a ballot if it's a ballot is misleading, or in other cases, they'll do an injunction against the commercial. But oftentimes these commercials run so close to the election that there's never any time. You can't get like an emergency injunction, and you know they know that. So I guess the bottom line is don't believe everything you see on TV. And I guess that sort of goes true with just commercials in general, you know, testimonials for products or services and the like. But a good rule of thumb is do your homework, and unless you've researched something, you can't believe everything you hear. Now, one thing I want to mention, and I don't get political, so don't, what I'm about to say, don't think that I'm for one candidate over another, you know, for president. But one thing that's disgusting is, and Philadelphia has actually now sued Elon Musk over his $1 million payouts. Now, you know, it's not to get people to vote, but it's to get people to vote for a certain candidate. And I thought that was against the law, and if it is, he should be prosecuted. But that's not what our country, you don't buy an election, you earn it. And it's just, you know, the most disgusting thing that I've ever seen. But now watching Elon Musk on TV is also equally disgusting. And I used to have a high regard for him, you know, being an entrepreneur and, you know, an innovator. And, of course, you know, we have Tesla. And but I just don't like the behavior, and I certainly don't like when you're trying to buy votes. Now, the final thing I want to say on a positive note is, and of course, I want everyone to exercise their right to vote, but if you don't know your polling place, or maybe you didn't get your, ballot, you can go to a website to find out where your polling place is or what the status of your ballot is, and that's lavote.gov. That's actually a statewide website, but it's for L.A. County. And again, it's lavote.gov. You know, very important, again, that you vote. And because some elections, particularly the local elections, that may be, you know, that one vote may make the difference in the results of the election. So don't think that, oh, my vote's not going to matter. In many cases, there's been examples where it, in fact, did matter. And then people might have thought, oh, if only I had voted. Anyways, on that note, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Power to the People.
Millions of Americans are without access to dental benefits, especially because of the high market demand for quality and affordable dental care in America. Now here comes DentalPlans.com. It's the leading online resource for discount dental plans and an alternative to dental insurance for families and individuals. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on DentalPlans.com now and find your affordable dental care in America.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
I'm Carole King. The opportunity to study music is one of the most valuable things we can give our young people. Music is a positive outlet for creative expression. It reinforces teamwork, communication, self-discipline, and focus, all skills that will benefit them in every aspect of their lives. If your school has a music program, encourage your child to use it. If it doesn't, work with others in your community and do whatever it takes to get one. I know how much my music programs and music teachers meant to me when I was growing up. Leave your kids a note for the future. Support music programs and music teachers in your school and community.
A public service announcement brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and this station. Music, part of a sound education.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
It's Power to the People.
Welcome back. You're listening to Power to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. And I remember there was one high-profile election where it was an exact tie. And they did a manual recount just to verify, because oftentimes, you know, there's a margin of error in the voting. Well, it was still a tie, and then they did one other check, and it was still a tie. So it came down to a coin toss. So can you imagine either winning or losing, you know, by a coin toss? So again, you know, your vote matters. And it's not just, you know, like something winning by one vote. Oftentimes, you know, if it's a very close election, then they're going to be doing a number of things, and it may take time for the final results. So you're voting, and if everyone else, you know, says I'm going to vote rather than, oh, my vote doesn't matter, that could make the election, you know, the gap wider, and then therefore there won't be any real doubts as to, you know, the margin of error, or if there was, you know, insignificant amount of fraud, but, you know, one or two votes or a handful or a dozen or so votes maybe made the difference in the results. And now I'm kind of talking about, like, local elections, namely city council races. So I remember when I first got elected, I won by 77 votes, which was a bit close for comfort. For re-election, you know, I won by a landslide, but I'll never forget the first time. It was a real nail biter, and I remember back then the election was in March of odd numbered years. It was for state law required it to be with the, you know, general election. You know, the all the local elections now have to be with the on the ballot for the general election. But I remember the election was March 3rd, and, you know, of course, a Tuesday. Well, the final results weren't certified until Friday, the 13th of March. It had significance. You know, took 10 days of being on pins and needles, but, you know, Friday, the 13th, that was kind of an interesting date. So, okay, so enough of the, election. I want to talk about other things. One last thing, because it's related to what I'm about to talk about, or remotely related, but our election systems are fair, they're not rigged, so if someone tells you otherwise, just tell them to keep their mouth shut, because they're outright wrong. There's so many checks and balances in our elections. Occasionally there could be fraud, you occasionally hear about a so-called dead person that voted, the ballot was mailed to somebody who was deceased, and whoever got that ballot voted. Actually, that came about once, but you know what they found out? The person had voted by mail and subsequently had died. So that ballot was counted because the person was alive when they voted and sadly, died after they cast their ballot. So, you hear occasionally of something, maybe the ballot got lost in the mail and someone who, was misdelivered and somebody voted that ballot. But every ballot has a barcode and a sequential number. And so if, that number is voted twice, then there's, the look and review the consequences. And it's a felony, at least in California, but I'm pretty sure everywhere, to vote more than once. So, but maybe, one in every, hundred thousand vote might be something. Or somebody, mismarked their ballot and their vote didn't count. Or maybe sometimes people, when it says vote for no more than two, and they vote for three people, and that invalidates the entire ballot. So not just that one thing that you were person or proposition that you were voting for. So that's the other thing. Just be careful when you're voting. Okay, so the reason why I brought up, that fraud, it's not really related to what I'm going to bring up, but what I'm going to bring up is all of the data breaches that you hear on the news. Every day there's another data breach that so-and-so company, something got hacked. And, I went to a new doctor, and they wanted my Social Security number on the new patient form, and I said, I'm not going to give it to you. Well, first of all, they don't need it. And you're not, by law in California, allowed to use Social Security number as a membership number or, a patient number. And I said, you don't need it. And they got on my case, what's the problem? Well, the problem is they have lax security. And sometimes they scan them in and then they just throw the application in the trash. And there's bad actors out there that know to look through the trash. Where they have, a bad paper shredder. And I'm not going to risk having my identity stolen. And so the word to all my listeners out there, if somebody wants a Social Security number, don't give it to them. There's usually never any reason, unless you're applying for Social Security or, obviously, if you're applying for a job, where there's going to be payroll tax withholding, and you have to have a Social Security number plus withholding for Social Security. But if that's the case, then I would question the employer on how they, what security measures they take to protect your Social Security number. But you're hearing nowadays about large companies that were hacked, and they actually hacked into, I think it was Social Security itself, because there were hundreds of millions of, birth date, Social Security number, name, other identifying information that somehow has made its way to the dark web and is being, bought and sold. And if that should ever happen, and usually you would get notified if there's a data breach, first thing you should do, and I'm not giving legal advice, but just some information, is you contact the credit reporting agencies, like Equifax and tell them you want to put a lock on your account. So if somebody wants to do a credit check, which would be required if someone else is applying for credit and they're trying to do it under your name and Social Security number, they won't be able to. That's the best thing that you can do. And there's three different reporting agencies. Actually, I heard there's now a fourth. But if you Google, credit reporting agencies, it'll give you the names and contact numbers. There's also phishing scams where you get an email saying that your account may be breached and they need for you to identify or to verify, I should say, your identity. And to do that, they need your Social Security number or other personal information. Don't give it out. If it's from company XYZ, then go to company XYZ's website or contact company XYZ, and more often than not, you'll find that there was what they call a phishing, a hacker that wants you to give up, confidential information that is what they need to conduct identity theft. So, that's very, very important. And now, with automation, there's just so many people, bad actors out there, hackers and others, that I don't know what it is, but they find their way around the firewall, which is, like the backstop for computer programs to keep people out of the computer programs, and people are still finding a way around it. Just like when you get an update, when you have an app and you get an update, and it says it's to provide, those security issues or whatever, that maybe meant that they were probably hacked and just found out about it. And then if you what you should do is then take whatever appropriate measures to secure your identity. Anyways, that's all the time we have. I want to thank my listeners for listening to Powell to the People. And always remember, power is the ability to do good things for others and to make your community and the world a better place. This is Wayne Powell sending you positive thoughts and good wishes. Stay safe, be well, and have a great week. We'll see you back next Monday. Until then, bye for now.
It's Power to the People.